Welcome to New Life Church. It's Pastor Rick Smale. So glad that you joined us from your living rooms and your kitchens today. And I'm going to pray and then we're going to worship a little bit, okay? Father, thank you for this gathering today of our folks from New Life and those that are visiting. Father, we just thank you so much for your grace and mercy in our lives. Thank you, God, that you have tomorrow in your hand. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship together. Okay, again, I thank you for coming today on via video. It's a strange world we woke up in, but we're just so blessed to serve the living King. And you know, he's got everything under control. I want to share with you this morning, the title of my message is Don't Fear Tomorrow. And I'm using as a passage, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 31 or 34, verse 25 through 34. So if you'll turn there in your Bibles, and you know, for the Christian, there's always been a choice. It's during this time that we can learn to trust God, and you know, He holds our future. For the unbeliever, unfortunately, there is no choice. Fear has been a driving force in America for longer than just the last couple of weeks, but we see it manifesting a lot. In binge buying, fear of sickness, fear of going without, fear of lack, all of those things, we don't need to be a part of that. We as Christians, and if you are not a Christian this morning, I invite you to really trust God and to ask Him into your heart today, because you know what? God gives us peace. I tried to get all concerned about the day, but you know, God is in control. Let me read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your promises that are yes and amen in your word. And thank you for this passage of scripture that means so much to us today. Father, with all of the fear going around us, we just rest in you, God, the author and a finisher of our faith. We trust you for our next step. And God, we thank you as we share your word this morning. May it take seed in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, because Christ lives in us, our lives are blessed and they belong to Him. 1 in 9 people will go to bed hungry in this world tonight. 795 million people are undernourished in the world. We have been inconvenienced, you and I, but we're going to be okay. Most of us ate before the message this morning, or you'll eat just after. You may be eating just now. And God has supplied everything for you. As a matter of fact, if you go to Kroger here in Rochester, you'll find out that people are stockpiling a lot of things so they make sure they have it. But you know what? God is going to take care of us. He'll continue to no matter what happens. Our clothing is also good enough. You know, nearly one half of the world, more than 3 billion people on this planet, live with less than $2.50 per day. And more than 1.3 billion subsist on less than $1.25 a day. 22,000 children starve to death each day in the world. We're going to be okay. We're going to be all right. Do not let fear grip you. My friend, we have not one thing to be concerned about. Coronavirus has brought what is important in our lives into focus. And you know what's important? Number one is our health and our bodies. Number two, and most importantly, probably number one, is our families. Our families are protected and we love them. In America, there's a great hope that we will win over this thing. And in the kingdom, there is great faith. And that's what we need to do, is to have faith. The Bible says that even he watches over. He says, look at the birds of the air. They're supplied for. We need not be concerned. If you have any need today, you need to just ask. You know what? The body of Christ needs to be on the supply side, not on demand side of the equation right now. Jesus said to give, not take, wanting nothing in return. Given it shall be given unto you, the scripture says, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will Christ give to your bosom. And he'll take care of you. We ought to be saying, who can we help? We ought to be concerned about our neighbors and our families and not be concerned about us. God is going to take care of us. You know, when I was in India a couple of times, and India is a very impoverished nation, third world nation, you could tell who the Christians were a half a block away. You could see them. They had a smile on their face. Their countenance was brighter because they hope and they trusted in Christ. And here in America, where we have a superabundance of everything, there's just no reason for us to be concerned or worried. The scripture says, worry will not add one cubit to your stature. Which of you, Jesus said, by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? And consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Not only clothing, but the places we live, what we have. We are just so blessed in this nation. So blessed in our area. We have more than we need. 3.5% of deaths are attributed to anxiety and depression. We are not immune to worry and anxiety, but we are given a cure, a relationship with God. Whenever I start to worry, I pray. And if you begin to worry in your life, just pray. God will take care of you, and he hears your prayers. Fear grips us. Fear initiates a series of thoughts in our lives that actually freeze our faith instead of opening our faith to God. Reading of the Word and prayer is just what the doctor ordered. God will take care of us and he'll clothe his children. The greatest gift that we have is life. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and that more abundantly. Here in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 12, Matthew 13, 12, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. And so God's going to supply for us. John 10:10, the thief is involved in our lives. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. He wants to take things from our life, but we need to rebuke him. It goes on to say, I have come that they may have life and that they have it more abundantly. Trust God for all your needs. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. My friend, God is in control. This is just the beginning of sorrows. What we're seeing in the world today, no one could have prophesied. No one could have said what was happening three or four weeks ago, a month ago, 6 months ago. Nobody said, we knew something was coming. We know the end is coming, and so there'll be things. But here in Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And if we fail now, if we get afraid now, if we close our mouths now, what is the future going to hold? It's going to get tougher before it gets easier. So it's time to toughen our stance in Christ. It's time to be believers in every sense of the word. Jesus said that the Gentiles worry about the things like what do we eat, what do we wear, what's tomorrow hold. Unbelief blocks our relationships, not only with God, but with one another. Basic faith says God will, not God can, as if we need proof, but God will. Great faith trusts and stands on His promises. Look back in your life. I want you to just take a moment and think about the things that God has brought you through. I think if I were to ask people that are listening today, what has God done for you? You'd have a whole list of things. How much more will He supply for us moving forward? The kingdom of God comes first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Jesus said. Put that first. It's His kingdom. The ownership is His. The obedience is ours. We live in the kingdom of God. We need to be seeking to please Him in all we do. That means we do without sometimes. That means we suffer. That means we fast and pray. That means we stand in the gap for our unbelieving neighbors and our relatives. That means that we take up our cross and die to ourselves. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, follow me, pick up your cross and die to yourself daily. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. My friend, we were never promised an easy walk. We were never promised something easy. But what we were promised is victory. What are the requirements to receive what God has given us? You know, our nation is free. We've got problems. Yes. Where there is license to do what you want, there will be sin. There will always be sin. The answer is not to legislate morality. You know, on social media, I read all kinds of things that people should be doing this and people should be doing that. You have to remember, the people that are not believers in Christ are going to have their own system of the way they do things and what they believe. That's just part of being sinful. You and I remember what that was like. Free will built this country, and we need to consider that when we're praying for others. There is a free will, and we are praying that many would come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. All things, sustenance and provision, is given to us. If we seek first His kingdom and put Him first, He is going to make sure, He's going to make sure that we're taken care of. The proof is our lives in Christ. God will always provide for us through Jesus Christ, no matter what. And so Jesus ends this whole passage with this. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has worries of its own. Beyond the known lies the unknown. You and I can't predict what's going to happen tomorrow. Life is full of surprises. We've seen that the last couple of weeks. The unseen and the unexperienced future lies ahead. We can't get away from that. We would all sometimes like to have a crystal ball, or we'd like to have a personal prophet that would say, what's tomorrow hold? And we all want to know what tomorrow is going, what is going to take place tomorrow. But I've always said, if we believe we know what's going to happen tomorrow, we're going to try to make it happen. Just go with the flow. Go with Jesus. Jesus is always in control if you want Him to be. Many can't pass this marker. They live by fear. They live by concern and worry and anxiety. My friend, can I just tell you today, you do not need to do that. You do not need to live your life in fear. Live your life trusting God and having faith that He's in control. This is not a blind trust. This is not something we trust in what we can't see. We see Jesus Christ every day. He's in our hearts. We have faith in a person. He's very much alive. Jesus rose from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father. And the Bible says in Hebrews, He forever is making intercession for you and I. He's forever praying, and we're standing with Him. We have faith because of what He has done and what He'll do. Again, if I were to ask you, what has God done in your life? You would have a whole list of things. And I fear, my fear is that people will forget to have faith. And I'm praying for you. I'm praying for my folks in church here at New Life. I'm praying for my family. I'm praying for my community and my county. And I'm praying for our great nation. God is in control. God's on the throne. God is going to take care of things. This is the time where we pull our dusty faith out and we activate it. We activate what Jesus is doing. because he has got a plan. All things, the Bible says, work together for the good, for those who are the called according to his purposes. My friend, look to Jesus Christ today. Look to him, trust him. God's got things under control. I want to pray with you. I want you to join hands if you're in the living room, kitchen, wherever you're at. If you're with somebody, join hands, stretch your hand out and pray with us today that God would have his way. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you that, Lord, your control and your blessing is in your hand. God, you are not taken by surprise. None of this that's happening, God, has taken you off, caught you off guard. But God, you have always been in control. We give you all the glory and the praise for what you're about to do. God, we're so excited for the coming days of revival. We've prayed, some of us have prayed for many years to see what is happening now. No one could have known what days we're in right now. But God, you knew, and you're in control. We give you all the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, in closing, I want to remind you, you know, a lot of people talk about the seven mountains, the banking, entertainment, sports, church, education. All of those mountains are down now. All of those mountains are moving now. They're being shaken by what is happening. But you know what? The mountain of God, the mountain of the Lord is standing strong. Trust that you'll have a great week. We'll see you here next week, New Life Church. If you're listening by YouTube, you can go to our website, newliferochester.com, newliferochester.com. God bless you. Keep you at peace.